For CASM Radio, I'm Farm Director Joel Giller, broadcasting at World Dairy Expo here in Madison, Wisconsin. And we have Allison Dairyland visiting with us. And Crystal, thanks for joining us. First of all, give us a little background about yourself and your dairy farm family.
Of course. So I'm honored to be the 70th Alice in Dairyland here in Wisconsin. So Alice in Dairyland is a really unique opportunity within the state, as my job is to be Wisconsin's agriculture ambassador. So throughout 1 year, I'll travel all across the state, probably put in close to 35,000 miles, so lots of windshield time, just promoting all that Wisconsin agriculture has to offer. So in regards to my dairy farm background, I'm proud to say that I'm the sixth generation on my family's dairy and crop farm located in Manitowoc County. So Manitowoc is right in between Green Bay and Milwaukee. So proud to be right from the lakeshore.
Now, searching for the crown, was this a lifelong goal of yours since you were little, or when did your interest kind of start for this?
Well, from a young age, I always found the job of Alice in Dairyland to be really exciting. You know, attending World Dairy Expo from a young age and even the Wisconsin State Fair, Alice in Dairyland has a large presence at these events. And looking back last January, I knew that I wanted to be involved with Wisconsin agriculture, and this was just a great fit.
Now, when you talk Wisconsin, you talk dairy, you talk agriculture, there's a lot of pride. A lot of people smile and stand straight. There's a lot of pride here in the state.
That is for sure. Whenever I talk about cheese here in Wisconsin, people are always smiling. So Wisconsin's dairy industry is quite significant, as annually it contributes $43.4 billion to Wisconsin's economy. And with almost 9,000 dairy farms here in the state, we have a lot to be proud of. And of course, we're known as the cheeseheads for a reason, as Wisconsin produces more than 600 varieties, types, and styles of cheeses.
Now let's rewind a little bit. You have a little Minnesota flair to you too. You went to college at the U of M.
I did. This May, I graduated from the University of Minnesota with a Bachelor of Science in Agriculture and Food Business Management and a minor in Marketing. So I had a lot of fun in Minnesota, but I'm also glad to be back in America's Dairyland.
Now you mentioned all the miles you're going to be putting on this year. Just give us a little sneak peek at what kind of events do you attend? What's going to take up your time here in this next year?
So the job of Alice is really unique. So some weeks I'll be on the road with lots of radio and TV interviews. Then the next week I might just be in the field with farmers doing lots of industry tours. And also I'm able to do lots of classroom visits too. So there is never a normal day for Alice in Dairyland, but I like that. You know, I get to wake up every day and do something different and promote Wisconsin agriculture and all of it that we have to offer. So from our impressive dairy industry to being ranked number one in green bean production. If we grow it or raise it here in the state, I get to talk about it. So it's a very rewarding experience.
So Crystal, when it comes to career-wise, when you're not wearing the crown, what's in store for you at the farm, or what kind of aspect of is ahead for you?
So we'll have to see. I've had great internships that really led me to the grocery industry, and in an ideal world, I'd love to connect the grocery industry and agriculture together. So hopefully throughout the rest of the next couple months, I'll be able to get into grocery stores and really talk to people about the importance of where our food comes from and, of course, represent Wisconsin farmers and agriculturists. So looking forward to doing that.
Crystal, one last question before we let you go. See, I'm one. I was never in 4-H. I never showed cattle. So this is somewhat of a learning experience over the past years, but we were standing to the side. You were looking at the TV saying, hey, they're my cousins. You know, they're showing cattle. It's truly a family tradition for you guys, right?
That is for sure. So World Dairy Expo really feels like home for me. And when you walk through the barns, lots of these Wisconsin breeders, and there's breeders from all across North America, but lots of Wisconsin pride here, and Wisconsin is proud that 96% of Wisconsin dairy farms are family-owned. So I'm proud to be a part of that statistic.
Well, Crystal, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us. Have yourself a successful Dairy Expo and a year ahead, okay?
Thank you.
For CASM Radio, as we broadcast from World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin, I'm Joe Gill.